You're here for Go Purple, Epilepsy Tasmania this March. It's International Epilepsy Awareness Month, and purple seems to be a bit of a theme with a few things. The sandfly market today is a purple market. We've got a garlic, I dare say, as well. But why the choice of going purple?
The purple colour was chosen by a young girl in Canada many years ago. She initiated the Purple Month and International Epilepsy Day as an awareness because she was living with epilepsy. So her favourite colour was purple. So she decided that in her hometown in Canada that she would go purple, and it took off across the world.
Yep. And how are you going purple in Tasmania?
We're going purple in lots of different ways. We've got a number of landmarks around the town that are being lit up purple, which we're pretty excited about here in Hobart and also in Launceston. We're going purple. There's a number of... we're having a bit of a dob in your favourite cafe. So there's a number of cafes around Hobart that are also going purple for the month, or that's just for the International Day. We've got a lot of purple merchandise that we're promoting and selling. So we've got partnerships with the Port Arthur Lavender Farm, and we're actually having a festival down there on the Sunday of the long weekend in March and doing a whole lot of fun activities. So hoping that some of the people from the Coonya Garlic Festival will come and join us at the Lavender Farm Festival. So we're looking forward to that. And then we've got our open garden schemes around the state.
Yes. And, Julie, that's where you come into the program, isn't it? Because you're president of the Coal Valley Garden Club, and we're talking about based around Richmond, of course, the whole of the Coal Valley there. Yes. How are you jumping on board with Epilepsy Awareness Month?
Well, we're jumping on board next weekend on Sunday the 5th. We're opening up six of the gardens in around Richmond. We've got a number of gardens that haven't ever been open to the public before in the Richmond area. Some of these properties are older established houses, and others are newer gardens, and so we've got shady gardens, new gardens, and quite a lot of different activities. We'll have a sausage sizzle in Blair Street, at the Blair Street Garden, and that's got lovely views of Butcher's Hills and Hawley's Wines. Mm. We've got morning tea at Laurel Cottage, where they're all... We'll get them to start at Laurel Cottage in Wellington Street, where they can get a voucher and decide to go to five gardens, three gardens or whatever. If they go to the six gardens, it's $25. If they just go to individual gardens, it'll be $5 a garden.
And this is a fundraiser, of course, for
Epilepsy. Everything we raise will go to epilepsy.
Yes, yes. Wendy, you're a Richmond garden owner, I've just found out. Are you on display?
Yes, I've been... Julie has talked me into being on display here. So I've been in Richmond for almost 3 years now, and I've got a fairly large block that I've done a lot of work putting a lot of natives and things in, and a few other little quirky things. So
Angus is nodding in approval there.
I love my garden, and Julie came and saw me in my garden and said, "Will you open yours?" And I went, "Oh, okay."
I had a look at the... I live in Richmond, and I looked at the 7-day forecast for Richmond for the next 7 days, obviously. Have you seen the forecast?
I'm pleased to see that there's no wind forecast.
No
for
wind,
Sunday.
But it's 30 degrees every day. So
yeah, I know.
Keep the water up.
I think so.
Julie, just one minute more on the Coal Valley Garden Club then. So you draw your pool of members from Richmond, obviously, but the Coal Valley's bigger than that.
No, we've got a membership of about 80, mm-hmm. And it goes as far down as Sorrel and Dodgers Ferry. We've got members from Buckland, out at Broadmarsh and Campania, Colebrook, and obviously Richmond. And I think even someone comes from Howrah.
Yes. So you have your meetings, but you do garden tours, etc.
Yeah, we do garden tours. We meet once a month, and we usually have a guest speaker and a number of other things like question and answer. So if someone's got a problem in their garden, they can talk about it, and we've got a group of local experts that might try and answer that question, or if they've got a photo of a tree they can't, or a plant they can't recognise, they'll bring that along. We have a trade table, so there's all sorts of things happening as well as just the guest speaker.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to find you, you on the web or...?
No, we're not actually on the web.
Give us a call here and leave a number.
Certainly.
Give us a call, 1300 222 936. to get on the open weekend next weekend, would you like people to book or turn up is the best idea?
Just turn up, yes. If they come to number 9 Wellington Street, Laurel Cottage, that's where they can start.
Wellington Street's the main street, isn't it?
The main street, over the bridge and on the left-hand side, first cottage. And we'll give them a map of where all the different gardens are going to be. We've got Blair Street and two in Wellington Street, one in Gordon Street, one in Henry Street and one in Franklin Street. So it takes you right around Richmond. And as I say, they can buy their ticket there to get into all the other gardens.
Is this Saturday, Sunday, both days
Sunday,
next weekend?
Only Sunday.
Only Sunday next
only
weekend.
Sunday, okay. 10 till 4.
Yeah, we'll remind everybody next weekend as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Just also wanting to remind people, Chris, if they want to hop onto Epilepsy Taz's website, we've got a number of other gardens that are opening. So the Government House is opening and it's a ticket-only event. And I was had the privilege of going and doing an orientation with that this week, and it's a magnificent garden. I was very envious of the number of chooks they had, more than mine.
Yes, yes.
But, so there's a number of other gardens that are opening through the week, and the up in Deloraine, Kananga is opening their gardens as well. And they told me last week that they actually wrote one of the versions of the theme song of Peter Cundall for Saturday Morning. So,
really?
Yeah, so they said they were one of the versions, so they produced one of the songs for you.
Yeah, they have. Oh, which one is it, Peter? I can't remember. Goodness, okay. I'll do a bit of scratching around the library. I'll try and find it in time in the next 15 minutes or so. Yeah, the Government House is great. So there's still tickets available.
There's still tickets available. You have to book for that event because the numbers are capped, and then the Governor's hoping to come out and have Devonshire tea with everybody at the end of that. So we've got a school group and some other garden volunteers that are going to be taking people around in small groups. So there's a bunch of grade 6 students from one school that are joining us, which is pretty exciting as well.
I was just talking to Dick Warner last night, actually, and he was cursing because he's got to spend the whole week on the lawnmower getting ready for it.
You know, so. He probably does.
But there's other events right through the month as well, aren't there? So the Salamanca markets, you're going to be there, and you mentioned the Port Arthur Lavender Farm as well. That's a little bit of a ways off, so we'll remind people of that when we get a bit closer.
At Richmond, there are a number of the cafes that are going to go purple for the for next Sunday as well. We're hoping in conversations I had yesterday. So Richmond may go a nice shade of purple next Sunday.
Brilliant stuff. And the tennis club, the local tennis club, did a bit of a fundraiser as an open garden thing, I think about September or so.
They did. It was very successful.
Very successful, which is great, because you haven't really associated Richmond and gardening, and there's such a logical conjunction with the lovely old houses
That's
as well.
Beautiful there. Gardens, eh?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So if you want to get hold of the Coal Valley Garden Club, we can make it happen. Give us a call here, 1300 222 936, and just look out for, Epilepsy Awareness Month through the whole of the month of March.
That's great.
And go purple.
Yes.
You could get Angus Stewart out there. Yeah.
I would love to
have a look at
that. Yes, indeed.
Yes. We'll line you up for a guest speaker at the Gun Club.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So are you with your property at... you're at Medina, I think, aren't you?
Premedina.
Yeah. Oh, OK. Mm. Lovely. That drive along Norfolk Bay there is one of the most beautiful drives in Tasmania, I reckon, along the coastline there.
You can see why I fell in love with it, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
But also the... it's just such a fascinating history and... The soil is beautiful aspect, climatically it's delightful. Lot to love.
Yeah, when I said Medina, I meant Medina.
You're
going
to love it here. You know the real reason why you came? He came to our place and saw the roses. That was it. He said he's never seen roses like that in his life.
I've got to confess, Peter, that I do have this... secret love of exotic plants, so I certainly love my Australian plants, but to be able to grow delphiniums and foxgloves and things like that, I'm going to confess to one of the sort of things I want to pursue down there.
The Huon Farmers Market is on today, as it is every Saturday, from 10 till 2 at the Scout Hall in Heron Street at Huonville. Thanks, Trev. Yeah, we haven't reminded people for a while on that one. The Huon Farmers Market on today, 10 till 2 in the Scout Hall in Heron Street. Peter, while we've got just a couple of minutes, I want to talk about, and Peter hates this, so Angus, you can help me out with this. I think you're going to be there at Peter's birthday party. Now, Peter's birthday, as it is your birthday.
Our birthday.
Yes, that's right. It's April the 1st, but we're putting on Pete's picnic in the Royal Tasmanian Botanical Gardens. We're going to invite everybody to that. You're going to hate it, Peter, but you've got to be there, so there's no getting out of it, so we can't not talk about it. And we're just doing
a bit of... So it's now on the Sunday now, isn't it?
On the Sunday. Yeah, we're going to do it on the Sunday from 10 till 12, and I'll do my Sunday program from there. So, but it'll go throughout the day. I'll do the broadcast from 10 till 12, but we'll keep going after that as well. So I've just had this idea, and Angus, I don't know whether you listen to Peter every Saturday morning.
Yeah, I do.
Well, you know that we get the theme done, well, as we've just mentioned with that choir that Wendy mentioned as well, we get the theme done by various people, and we've been doing that for a couple of years now. I think I've got about 70, 80 or so in the bank, different versions of it. But I was wondering whether people might like to turn up and do their own version of English Country Gardens, just a 30-seconder, you know, with a recorder or a violin or a guitar, or just, you know, sing it a cappella, or just, you know, do something to celebrate the, Peter's long career on the Gardening Talkback.
Yeah. Fabulous idea.
Yeah, so there you go. The invitation goes out now. We're talking about Sunday, April the 2nd in the Royal Tasmanian Botanical Gardens for Pete's Picnic in the Gardens. Prepare your piece now. Well, it's going to be English Country Gardens, isn't it? But, yeah, prepare how you do it. Rehearse it a little bit. Come up with something a little bit novel. We could have live whistling. We haven't done that before.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, there you go. So there's some thoughts. Yeah.
I'd like to hear a children's choir.
And that's the other thing. That's right. I did think of that because Peter likes a choir. Maybe a school could cajole a few kids to come in on a Sunday as well.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I'm going to co-opt Tino, actually.
Tino?
He and I can do a duet.
Really? That's a frightening prospect.
Yeah, it is a frightening prospect.
Yeah. But, that's the first public announcement of that. So, yeah, you're going to hear a lot more about that in the next few weeks as well. All right. So, the Coonia Garlic Festival. Get on down there today. Goes through till, I think it's till...
3:30.
3:30, yeah.
Yes, and it's just, the weather's just looking so good.
It's a stunning morning.
Yes, there's so many other things, you know, just have a drive around the Tasman Peninsula. So yes. As I say, I'm sure, you know, a lot of people from Hobart have fond experiences down there, and what a fabulous day to come down and experience it again.
All right. Okay. Wendy, we'll let you go. Wendy Groot, who's the CEO of Epilepsy Tasmania, and Julie Woods here, president of the Cold Valley Garden Club. As I say, if you want to get hold of the Cold Valley Garden Club, we can help you make that happen. Give us a call on 1300 222 936. It's 9 minutes to 9 o'clock.
G'day, Costa here. This month's ABC Gardening Australia magazine is packed full of tips for every avid gardener. Discover how to